From the observation gallery of the Coronus, Sister Miria watched the planet turn beneath her feet. Lines of black strayed across the surface of Holos, the wind carrying plumes of smoke from the burning capital out across the plains. The Celestian saw shuttles passing back and forth through the atmosphere, and in high orbit, the massive slab-sided forms of starships drifted like great iron monoliths. Summoned by Questor Nolan, the Adeptus Mechanicus had arrived in force. Even now they were down there, gathering up every last clone that had survived the uprising, plundering all the lost technology that had created them. And with every cargo that left the planet, Ministerium preachers were being deposited in their place. The confessors and the firebrand priests of the Imperial Church would take the reins of Holos and fill the gap left by the Council of Clones. With their words and deeds, in a few months the locals would forget their former leaders and embrace the same monumental, unbending worship that lived in the chapels of thousands of worlds. Sister Miria's mission was complete. The lost had been returned to the fold. The price of it no longer mattered. It is done. Omnis vestri substructio, es servus ad nobis.
I believe we destroyed something unique for this world, Celestian.
We did it to save them. For Church and Imperium.
Fortunate for us that we have such ironclad justification to absolve all doubt.
She turned to the Adept, her eyes dark and weary with the weight of what she had done.
They were not human, and only the God Emperor has the divine right to create new life. They allowed chaos to take root among them. These are all reasons enough.
Are you certain? We have taken vital, intelligent beings, and reduce them to little more than walking weapons. Is that right?
Rose said they wanted to act in the Emperor's name, to serve his will. And now they shall, in the manner they were created for, in battle, unto death.